As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Bow, 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 wow. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice and Morning Show. Yay.
Wow.
Oh, it's Monday. Wow. Wow.
Yay.
Oh, God. Who doesn't love a Monday, you know? Waking up. Being like, fresh new week to attack and murder.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Choke it out. It's Monday.
You
Chill
look
it.
So excited, man.
Stomp
Ben.
It.
I'm happy to be here.
No, oh, no, you seem perfect.
What?
You do. Why would you?
What's your problem?
Talking about.
You both.
You walked in, you seem perfect. I was like, well, there's a level-headed dude if I ever saw one.
I'm happy and ready to go.
Right.
What is your
Why
mind?
Wouldn't you be? Not sure what you're getting at.
Okay, right.
Poor Vin.
What are you getting at?
Poor Vin.
Yeah, poor Vin.
That's true. Poor Vin. My God.
Sheesh, I had a great weekend. I
saw pictures.
Great.
Oh, well, what did you put pictures of?
Oh. Did it? I don't know what I put. Well, I post because I think I feel obligated to. Even though there's occasionally I'm doing so. So I went to a party on Friday night.
Oh.
Was it Friday night?
What kind of party?
Maybe it was Saturday night. I can't. I don't remember.
One of the nights. There's so many in the weekend.
One of my good friend's sons is in a band.
Oh, yes.
They're called The Lonely Eyes.
Oh, The Lonely Eyes?
The Lonely Eyes.
I like it.
Power trio out of Long Beach. They drove up here to play two shows.
Oh, they're touring.
They're touring.
Mm. How exciting.
So I go to the one that's near me. Well, they were both in Santa Cruz. One was on campus in a big field on Sunday, which I was not going to.
Yeah.
I went to the one. It was a house party in Santa Cruz. It must have been Saturday night. Yeah. Anyway, it was a rager. And I was the oldest guy in the only old guy at the party.
Oh.
Because I'm
You weren't with like the dad of the guy?
No, he doesn't live around here.
Oh, so you just went to check it out.
I said, I will go see your boy and I will take pictures and I'm into it.
You know, man the pump.
You know what? No keg.
What?
No keg.
That's not a rager.
What kind of party is this?
It was nice to see people showing up and they had drinks, but they had like a drink.
What? This is so bizarre.
Who shows up to a party without a 24-pack?
Huh.
I guess kids today do.
Yeah. Wow.
I was truly like,
were they college
not doing
kids?
It right. Like they were college.
Santa
they
Cruz
were all
kids?
College kids, yeah. Oh. So, and
yeah,
the
you
style,
know college kids these days, ready to buckle down and get themselves an education.
I mean, in Santa Cruz, too.
I know, obviously.
Really expect more.
I really did.
I'll just have a white wine spritzer, just one. I'm going to call it an early night.
Holding a drink or two. One they're having and one in their hand. I'm like, maybe they know where to stash stuff?
Mm.
I wouldn't let my drinks out of my sight.
I see. They didn't have like a backpack
I'm
with a
busy
box
over
of
here,
wine
right?
in it. And then one of those little, you know, they could squeeze it into their mouth like a camel back kind of thing.
But I'll tell you, like, a couple things stood out. The style today is not just, you know how everyone's like, oh, the 80s are back, or oh, the 90s are back. It's like a mix of what they're doing. Remember, okay, there was a while back where Beck, who I love, I know that he's a loser guy and everyone's all...
No, Beck is great.
He's turned out to be quite the musician.
He's like a genius.
I'm a big fan.
He's incredible.
At one point, I think you read us a story where Beck was commenting on style today and he said, I really like a mustache, but it seems people today wear them ironically and I can't tell if you're serious or kidding. It really throws me
off. This is really funny that you say that. Like, John and I just had a conversation about all the, like, 30 to 50-year-old dudes we know right now have mustaches.
It's fine. Like, my dad wore one his whole life. So,
Because that was his look.
I recognize it as a...
But I hear the irony thing you're saying. It's right. Almost like, well, are you doing that just to...
Are we kidding?
Right. Are we kidding?
Because that's your face, you know. You're walking around with your face.
It's a big, thick mustache.
If you're putting a joke right in the middle there under your nose, like, it's hard to know what...
You got a little comb for that? Like, what's that, you know, like, right. What are you trying to say?
I like a mustache. So anyway, these college kids, there they are with, like, mustache and mullets. And I'm like... but then also, like, some 80s things mixed with some 90s things.
It's really... amalgamation is so many.
Meanwhile, looks. I'm the 50-year-old guy at a party. So where do I get off? I'm like, you know what? I should go. You guys do your thing. So I took some pictures. I listened to the band jam. They were amazing. I'm really happy. The kid's so talented, and the Lonely Eyes are great.
Which one is he in the band?
He's the guitar player singer.
Oh, he's the front man.
Yeah,
nice.
So anyway, I enjoyed a party.
How old is he? In his mid-20s?
Early 20s. Okay. Young guy. Maybe 20.
Oh.
Maybe 21. I'm not sure. But shreds. Like metal shreds, but like really good.
And you liked the songs.
I loved them.
Great.
They were great. I enjoyed it. And then I was like, I should go.
Which friend is this?
This is my friend Billy's kid.
Oh, this is Billy's kid.
This is Billy's
William.
Kid. Yep. Yes, that guy.
Widowmaker.
Yes, the guy who had
the chick from the right. Sure.
Wow.
We made out. It felt great.
She remembers everything.
As soon as you told me, Billy.
It doesn't matter. As it matters, I just blank.
Well, it's very convenient. It's a memory of convenience.
Yeah, we know.
But I saw some nice pictures.
Big phony. No, it's not that. You're just all, I can't remember when
it guy cannot remember.
It doesn't suit me.
Right.
It doesn't suit me to remember that.
Yeah. Well.
Poof.
Sometimes I just forget things.
Right.
Oh, your daughters look cute.
And then I took...
Oh, the daughters were there?
I took both. No. Actually, I was trying to decide, like, can I bring them to... And I thought, of course... Turns out I could have.
Oh,
nothing.
Really?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, one beer in the hand. Like, one.
That is most people, though. I mean, you know, in defense of
no parties I went to ever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
No.
You know, you guys were... I think you were at those high school parties where the kids were just, like, desperate to get loaded.
Yeah.
These are very serious students. I mean, they got into California State School.
I don't know, but it was super fun to just be at a party and in a scene for a minute before I went. Everyone keeps looking at me, and it wasn't me like just being self.
Who's the old dude?
It was people like looking around the room and stopping on me and going, right. "What the?
Aw,
are you a cop?" Because we're not doing anything, just so you know.
They weren't, too.
Maybe they were on their best behavior while you were there.
Yeah, maybe. Thank God Dad left.
I hope that's true. Dad, I definitely went, the dad vibes are killing this whole thing. I better go.
It's crazy to see kids that age, too, and think, like, you know, you could be their dad if you'd started.
Could be, right.
You
know. I thought about bringing my kids. I didn't. Turns out I could have because everyone was polite and well-mannered and drinking.
The music
like,
wasn't too loud.
No, it was loud, but it would have been fine. Anyway, I took them to the skate park both days and we had a lot of fun.
On the inline skates?
On the inline skates, yes.
That's
yes,
good.
They skate. Roller
did bring,
skate,
did
I mean.
Did you bring your skateboard?
The first day I did bring my skateboard and they wouldn't let me skateboard. So
who's they?
My kids.
Oh,
were
they
were like,
oh,
okay, can you hold my hand and let me go down? And I'm like, yeah, sure, let me. And then I put my skateboard down and never picked it back up. And I helped them. But it's rad. And at one point yesterday.
Yes.
I'm helping Edie go down these into the bowl.
Yeah.
Like roll into the bowl. I'm helping her. So she's, you know, first I'm holding her hand and I'm running. I spun my
into
rings. Like, yeah, I'm okay, running sure. with them. Like, look, Dad, you're getting your exercise. Thanks. I don't want to skateboard. I'd love to just run here next to you. Anyway, at
still,
one point,
the rings are getting closed.
I'm holding her hand and she's going down and up, and it's going great.
Right.
And then I switch to the pinky. I'm like, you don't need my whole hand. Just hold my pinky.
Uh-oh.
And then that Whoa! Goes fine for a minute. And then there's a point where her skate comes out from under her. She kicks my foot. We both wipe out.
Oh, whoa.
This is my whoa. Edie. Edie's so awesome. I go, oh my God, are you okay? And she goes, are you okay is the question.
Aw.
And I'm like, oh, this kid. She like thinks of other people, even though there she is in a heap on the ground next to the old guy also in a heap. But I go, are you okay? I'm checking her over. And she goes, I've never had a scratch that big on my elbow before.
Oh. That's her first big elbow scratch.
You know, like a raspberry.
Absolutely. You
know? And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry, honey.
Oh, anyway, did you not put on her elbow pads? Like, aren't kids like top
They're
to bottom?
They're supposed to.
Yeah.
I don't make them. I make them wear their helmets, well, yes, but I'm sure. like, look, if you... That's on you.
Oh.
Dad wore his knee pads when he was skateboarding.
So did they wear skateboards? I mean, knee pads?
No.
Or skateboards? Did they wear those?
No. Don't want to.
Yeah.
But anyway, the cool thing about skating, and I've told you this a million times, and then we'll be done with this story, is those little hurdles, each one of those little things they accomplish, like Isla did something she's never done and had this, was beaming. I'm so proud of myself. Just so you know, I was scared to death. I'm like, I know you did. It took you 40 minutes to do it. What are you
really? Wow.
But those hurdles are, that's the thing. You stand there and you look at it and you go, I can't do this and I'll probably die. And then over time and people yelling, you got this, go.
You keep not dying and you're all, I think I've got this.
They go and then you pull it and then there she was like, oh my. And I said, do it again right now. Don't wait.
No.
You'll lose that. You got to master that right now. And so
and?
She kept doing it and she got it. She left there all beaming. I'm so proud of myself. Can you send me the video you took of that?
It's a good feeling. And then she'll, now that's like in her pocket. So the next time she'd run that a couple times and move on to the next thing. That's fun.
Exactly right. Yeah. That's how it works. So it was cool, but that's what we did. What did you do? Relaxed?
I'm so relaxed.
Were you in your hot tub all
so
day,
much.
Every day?
Yeah, I haven't missed a day yet. Although I got to say, the hot tub, the horniness level
it's
is
an aphrodisiac.
High. It really is. It's annoyingly turn on.
Is there a place you go where you're naked that
me.
John doesn't want to see you or isn't into it?
No.
Right.
What are you talking about?
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, if you get naked and get in the hot tub, of course.
I know.
Or the naked shower. Or the naked living room. Yeah. Or the
There is no naked living room, really.
Well, I'm just saying.
I do.
You test it,
it
and
is
you
very,
find out.
You know, I really did think, though, that we'd just get in the tub and it wouldn't be. But it's funny, too, because I bought a couple of bathing suits, you know, just in case I need to have those and stuff. So, I think I was telling you, I bought the ones that was like, it's an actual bikini. Except that it's shorts on the bottom, high-waisted shorts, and then sort of a big top. So I tried it on for him, and he's like, ready to go. And then I show him the other one, and it's very...
Did you change in front of him, too? Because,
no, I didn't. I just came out and showed him.
I mean, either way, though.
I'm like, which one do you like better?
You
he's like, I hate them both. Get them off.
Right.
It was funny.
Look at you smile.
You're so
proud of yourself.
It was. Listen, I'm an old lady now. I'm like, I'm glad that your eyesight is failing you and that I still look hot to you. So it's great. Hot in the hot tub.
So
it was definitely...
You got it all weekend.
I got it more than I wanted it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Ding, ding. Shame.
She's lying, everyone. She totally wants it.
Yeah, I definitely did. Oh, my God. I'm so, like, hot for it all the time.
I mean, you can test it, but I don't think you need to. You start watching TV topless and see what happens.
Oh, just see
it's
what happens.
All the places where a naked lady is where a man that loves that naked lady wants to do her.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is funny. Like, I'll show him something and he'll just be like, oh yeah, let me, I have a million questions about that. Let's,
what do you mean show him some?
I don't know. I had like this, I have this like red dot on the side of my boob that I showed him a couple of weeks. I'm like, what is this? Like red dot. And then that was it. He just had a million questions. Like, well, maybe I should look
for
that again.
Let me get close to that.
Let me take a look at that.
Let me get my readers.
I don't know. But it turns out there, we, you know, we Googled it. And it does look like a thing that happens. And then I found another one as we were doing that. I found one down like on my hip. I'm like, oh, I'm just covered in these things.
At my dermatologist.
Do you think it's cancer?
It's not. It's aging. At my dermatologist. Yeah, they absolutely were. I'm like, you got to look at this. Yep, that comes with age. Oh. I'm like, what about this? Yep, absolutely. All normal.
You're going to be all, it turns out you just get all speckled.
I'm like.
When you're old.
So can I just burn that off? They're like, that's your skin. You can't just burn that off.
But I could I though? Maybe we could smooth that out. Anyway, the hot tub is awesome. The thing that we did on, I guess it was Saturday night. We went in it at night time because the actual stars were out. And we've been in it during the day, but then we hadn't been in it at night because I'm not up late enough.
Do you have the light night. Show in yours too?
We do, but I turned that off so we could just look up at the stars and stuff. And but it was cool because it was the first time we've been in it at night and it was nice.
And then did stuff happen there too?
That was one of the times it happened. But we were a couple drinks in, so it was bound to happen.
Why wouldn't you be?
Right. You know, I like to pretend I'm asleep on the couch after a couple drinks. I'm, no, I'm watching the show. I am. Please don't touch me. But then there's no avoiding it in the hot tub. So, you know. Good. He had a good week. I had a good weekend too. It was wonderful. It's over now. It's fine. Huh. It's great.
Well, let's start the show.
Okay. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Mini Alice Moore Show. Be right back after this.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.